So the left-wing media is deliberately trying to confuse people about gender by reporting things like, oh, here's a man who just had a child. Yeah, they want you to believe that men can get pregnant. And of course, that's absurd. Men are not born with the hardware, the biology, to get pregnant. I'm sorry, if you weren't born with a uterus, you're not getting pregnant. If you weren't born with ovaries, you're not getting pregnant. Now, what they do is they play games with words. They call a biological woman a man. And then when that woman gets pregnant, they say, oh, look, a man got pregnant. A man is breastfeeding a child. A man gave birth. And then they have these so-called fashion men on the runway who are pregnant. So they have a little belly bump. And it's like, a pregnant man fashion model. It's the whole point is just to confuse the crap out of everybody, especially our children. And if you wonder why scientific literacy is crashing and burning in America, it's because of things like this. Of course the kids are confused. When the left says there's no such thing as biology, and that a man or a woman is just whatever you want it to be, whatever you wish it to be at that moment, then of course the kids are confused. And then, of course, you got these young men who kind of suck at running on the track team, on the boys' team, and they want to win gold medals, so they just proclaim themselves to be women, and then they run on the girls' track team, and they win the gold medal. Oh, my God, really? You won the gold? No way. You mean, oh, you cheated by running against girls. I see. So you're not really a man. You're not really a girl either. You're just kind of a weasel cheater who pretends to be a girl so you can run on the girls' track team. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, when I was in school, we call that cheating. That's called cheating. Just try to compete with the girls when you know that young men are stronger athletes physically, especially on the track team. They tend to run faster. No one can dispute that. This is the whole point. Men have stronger upper body strength. They tend to run faster. Doesn't mean they're superior to women. Women are vastly superior in other ways. We have different sexes, different genders. Men and women both have strengths and weaknesses, advantages and disadvantages. This is why a man and a woman together becomes a union, because they complement each other. This is why marriage between a man and a woman makes such a strong family unit. And then you can have children because, you know, one of you has a set of ovaries, you see. The woman, in case you're wondering. That's in case you've been confused by CNN, if you look at a couple and one of them's a man and one of them's a woman, it's the woman who has the ovaries, just to clarify, since everything's been so twisted these days. You know, it's insane. Now, here's another little twisty thing they do to you. They try to say that being gay is a gender. What? Being gay is not a gender. Being gay is a preference. Like, for example, you take a man who's gay. That man doesn't pretend to be a woman. He knows he's a biological man. He's just got a preference for other men. So he's gay with a preference for men. That's just his personal choice as far as I'm concerned. It's not a different gender, though. You can't say that gay is a gender. That would be like saying that people who prefer Coke over Pepsi are Coke-gendered and versus Pepsi-gendered. Like saying that your preference of soft drinks is a different gender, which makes no sense. I mean, or if you're right-handed or left-handed, that's a different gender. No, it isn't. These are just preferences or, you know, differences in the way you choose to live your life. Some people right-handed, some people left-handed, some people gay, some people straight. Doesn't mean they're a different gender. It's like two gay women who are a couple. That's just because they choose women. It doesn't mean that they're a different gender. It's not like a lesbian gender. They're still female. They're just gay, which, of course, in my book, is always up to you. I'm a libertarian on, you know, gay versus straight issues. As far as I'm concerned, it's none of my business what you want to be in terms of your own, you know, sex expression or preference expression or what have you. That's your business. But this transgender thing, they trample women's rights with this. When you've got young men, young boys running on the girls' track team, that's trampling women's rights. And they're destroying science education and biology education. by saying that men can get pregnant too. You're confusing the kids. You're confusing the children. And then Target rolls out this all these pride displays, these rainbow pride, like children's clothing pride displays. I guess because they want transgender little kids. I mean, Target has just gone all in for that, you know, with its restroom policy. Like, men can go into the women's restroom as long as they say that for that moment they feel like a woman inside. They can just use the woman's restroom. That's Target. They love that policy. Normal people in America think that that's kind of creepy. Kind of like, you know, there could be some creepos in there who are going into the women's restroom. Some of them have been arrested, by the way, for doing that. And we want to protect our little girl, our children, our young girls. We want to protect them from creepy stalkers, you know, male creepos who want to pretend to be women so they can go into the women's restroom. Target's totally okay with that. And they have the pride display too. And I was on audible.com the other day, the audiobook place, because I listen to audiobooks from time to time. And Audible also was like, Audible Pride Month. Like, you got to have gay books now and transgender books too. It's like, really? Does everything have to be LGBT now in America? Can't you just have books? Can't you just have audiobooks and just let people find what they're interested in? I mean, why do you have to celebrate this thing? Which, by the way, from a moral perspective, pride is actually, pride itself, from a biblical perspective, pride is a sin. I'm not talking about the gay part of it. I'm just talking about being prideful is a sin, according to you know, preachers and so on. They say you're supposed to be humble, not proud. I don't know. That's just what they say. But isn't it interesting that the LGBT community now pushes all these corporations to have, like, pride everything? Everything's got to be rainbow-colored pride. Netflix, Target, you know, freaking Audible.com, everything. It's just, why can't we just get to the point where everybody has the ability to choose and it's no big deal? Why do you always have to shove it in everybody's face all the time and try to indoctrinate the children into your transgenderism? Which, by the way, is a form of cruelty to children, to maim them physically and mutilate their genital organs and indoctrinate them into an irreversible decision, you know, involving surgery and chemical castration and so on. That's cruelty to children, by the way. That's cruelty. And isn't it interesting that all these same leftists who are pushing this kind of cruelty on children, they're the ones screaming that, oh, Trump is running Holocaust concentration camps on the border with Latino children. They're being tortured and crucified. Really? They actually think that there are concentration camps in America today full of little children and that Trump is doing it because he just likes to see them suffer. I mean, this is what these people actually believe. And then they think that there's no such thing as biology, gender. They think that gender is a wish. They think gender is something that's fluid, like you could choose a different gender from one moment to the next. No wonder they have no touch with reality. They can't even grasp basic cause and effect of biology and chromosomes, genetics. You know, I'm all for personal freedom, but for God's sake, people, get a grip on reality here. You're born a man or a woman. It's a binary thing. And of course, these LGBT people, they now want states to not have gender on your birth certificate. They want it to be undecided so that the parents can decide later. So wait a minute. So a doctor is supposed to deliver a baby that's clearly, let's say, a female baby, and they're supposed to put on the birth certificate unknown? What, a neutral? To be decided? That, what the heck? What, these people are insane. Child's born male or female. Get used to it. It's the way humanity's always worked. Every mammal on the planet works the same way. You're male or female. You're not born like neutral and then you decide which sex organs to develop and then they develop after birth. No, they develop before you're born. You are born with your sex organs. It's like we got to go back to science 101 here now and just teach the basics, because it seems like people can't even remember just the very basics. You're born with the biology of one sex or the other. You know, except in very rare cases that science would call birth defects, where there might be dual sex organ expression caused by chemical exposure. We see that in amphibians exposed to atrazine herbicide, for example. So there are cases, rare cases, of deformities or birth defects, as they're called. But in a normal, healthy baby, you're either male or female. There's no in-between. There's no spectrum. You're male or female. Now, you can have preferences when you grow up. You can choose to like men or like women or like both. Or I guess you can choose, what, to like inflatable dolls if you want. But you're still male or female. You're not an imaginary gender-fluid spectrum. Your biology is male or female. Your preferences are not a gender. Your preferences are just your preferences. That's just what you choose to do. It doesn't change your gender. Hope that makes sense. But check out my website, gender.news, where I cover some of this. And if you really want to see examples of the insane left, the cultism of the left, go to leftcult.com. That's leftcult.com. And check it out. You will be entertained for days. Trust me.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.